Hi, everybody.
Welcome to the season finale of...
We're Not Fine. We don't have our usual background today. We're actually at my home.
Ugh.
And as most people have heard about, which has been really fun.
I feel like this is the perfect place to have our season finale. This is the painting. If you guys are not on YouTube... Go to YouTube. This is literally the painting that we've been talking about nonstop. Nick Harper, the owner of Rogue Buddha Gallery. This is how the two of them even met, was over this painting where Doug couldn't stop crying.
My obsessiveness about this painting. And when we decided like where we were going to do this in my home, this is the perfect location. So this is my dining room. And we have little red velvet chairs we're sitting on.
It feels so luxurious.
Like, and as Talia said, this is going to be the first time that we've ever done a season finale. And we're going to talk a little bit about what that means.
And why.
For our fans and our listeners and our viewers, and why we're doing that and what that means and all that sort of thing.
And wow, a 3-year-long season. 150 episodes. It's like, you know, the Warner Brothers frog that they have that big long cane and pull them off. Like, someone forgot to do that.
Somebody forgot to tell us we should end the season. So we just went 3 years. That's what we did.
So we went 3 years. And then basically we are going to talk about our highlights and lowlights and funniest moments. And we're going to be real. We're going to talk about what this actual experience was.
So what's funny about that is two things. You have referenced doing a season finale a few times, and we just don't. And
for
so
the
we're
past
just,
year.
We're just going to do this now. And part of this is that learning curve that we've had. Like, I did not know what a podcast was when I started. I'm grateful to having been encouraged to start one. And, you know, years ago by our first producer. Then I pulled you in hesitantly.
Yes.
And it's been quite an experience. But yes, there's been highs, there's been lows. Also, in the course of these 3 years, you and I have found some other interests to kind of bring into the loop.
Well, we're sort of just like entrepreneurs that are really passionate about making conversations about mental health and relationships relatable and also accessible. Like, there are a lot of mental health podcasts out there, a ton. But this one, I think, was really special and funny because we're besties and we make each other laugh and we can make the dark light, but we can also sit in the darkness together and talk about really hard things. But it's been a beautiful, beautiful journey. And let's just talk about like what this has been.
Absolutely.
Should we start with highlights?
We can do highlights. I kind of have a general one, but yeah, let's start.
Okay.
Do you have multiple highlights?
Multiple.
When I thought about highlights, I just kind of came up with a general comment I want to make. Go ahead.
I'm going to go first.
Yes.
I remember I have something to say.
I remember two things about you. One is you have something to say. Number two, I understand you have ADHD.
So do you. You're just undiagnosed and unmedicated. Okay. The live events may have been one of the highlights for me.
For sure.
Because that gorgeous space and Nick and the electric energy of people coming in and being a part of those conversations.
Yeah.
I will tell you, it has been spectacular. And I don't think that's over for us. I could see us doing this until we're like 90.
I have his best work of art, though, in my home. No question, hands down.
I want to hear your general highlight.
I want to say this. I remember when I started, my older daughter made a comment. She said, you know, you don't know what a podcast is. You've never listened to one. And that was true.
And it still is.
And it's kind of
I'm happy
still
to
true.
Report.
It's still true.
Have you ever listened to one of our episodes?
I've listened to parts of it. Yeah.
Wow.
Never the whole thing. Have you ever listened to the whole thing?
No.
Yeah. So this is what I want to say. Like, I didn't know when we started this what a podcast was. I feel very familiar with podcasting now. I do have another one as well. Which is
Tell
a live
Me
event.
More.
Tell Me More is my other podcast that I'm doing live events at Nick's place.
It's fantastic.
And we're going off the topic of mental health and relationships. I'm covering a lot of other issues. Just did a long-term HIV Survivors Day tribute. So this is what I think about that. I'm grateful to know what a podcast is. I'm grateful More than anything, do you remember that first time we were recording in my office initially and we were like, what do we say?
So we're stiff.
We're therapists and we can't share anything about ourselves.
That, and then, my sweat mustache was like a 10 right. out of 10, which I knew it was going to be. I've gotten less sweaty of a podcaster.
I remember I would put ink on it and then it would show up.
Just drip down.
But you know, that's the thing. Like, we started out really tight. Mm-hmm. And I'm grateful now to feel comfortable in front of a camera. I'm grateful for the opportunities that this has presented, because there are some things in the works that maybe we're not fine related. You might see Talia and I in different ways.
Well, I want to see the things.
Okay.
Okay. So, like, one of the highlights was that we were asked to do a pilot, and we flew out to Georgia with our entire entourage, which is really Rob and Doug's entire entourage, because he is literally whoever that guy was from Entourage. Doug travels in a pack of like seven groupies that like love him. One of them is his amazing ex-wife, Annie, who is like here for everything, and her husband, Jeff and Josh, and like
Alex and my daughter Kayla came.
And John, yeah. And like everyone is like through Doug. Oh, and then also Dig, our social media person, yeah. Through Doug's daughter, Kayla.
They didn't all come to the pilot, though.
No.
But a lot of them did.
The pilot. Okay, so that was one of my highlights. We had such a blast, and we were so exhausted. I remember I didn't sleep a wink. And then what ended up happening, so that was a highlight. Yeah. And what ended up happening is, and it could be a federal funding concern, it could be the new administration, or maybe we were too gay and too Jewish, not sure. But we got greenlit, and then we got ungreenlit a year later. And so...
But we're still working on an additional project.
Yes.
So we're looking at all kinds of options, and you know, that I agree with you is one of the highlights. It was exhausting doing that pilot. I recall very, very clearly. And I'm grateful for it. And it's kind of fun. We have a sizzle reel. We have a
pilot.
We have a pilot. Yeah.
We interviewed a bunch of people. It was really a blast. And yes, I think what Doug and I have realized is that we're really good at this. And we have so much fun. And whatever the platform is, the two of us together in front of a microphone is a blast.
I agree with that. So I feel like incredibly grateful to know what a podcast is. I'm grateful to be in front of a microphone and camera and feel really comfortable. Like we did not prepare for this episode, and we're just kind of winging it because we know what we want to say. We kind of have a general outline. But I also want to say thank you. We've had some guests who have been just the most amazing people. I can think of who my favorites have been really easily. I just love some of the people. I remember just staring at them like, you're so wise.
In
love. And then, of course, there were a couple who were really offensive. And
we didn't end up airing.
Misogynistic and homophobic. And just, I remember, you know, one of our producers, we've had a few, commented like, bring it in. Like, talk about it in the moment. But because it was hard. Like, we have not been sure what those boundaries are. So we're learning a little bit more. And as we roll into whatever we roll into, we know this now. But even the producers that we worked with, we've had several.
None of which have stuck. And one was because hated me. And one was because he hated Doug. And one, I mean, Supak was awesome.
Yeah,
and her wife was helping us. And they have a clothing brand.
Love,
Victoria. Yeah. They're amazing. And no, I mean, it's just, she needed to move on to do bigger and better things. Because we're not bigger and better yet.
Well, we're not bigger and better yet. And there were people that looked at us and kind of said, no, thanks.
Right.
And so, I don't know. I think therapists are hard people to manage, even though I was totally open to like wherever we want to go, because this is not therapy. I'm going to go into my low point.
Wait, do I have any more highlights?
I don't know. Do you?
I'll also like an enormous thank you to our listeners who have been such a joy, and all the comments and all the engagement and all the feedback, even just knowing that there were moments that we made someone feel loved, seen, heard, less alone, was like all worth it. But I was going to say one of the highlights was literally just us meeting at the studio and having coffee and listening to music and setting up. We're both technology dunces.
But now we know we can do it even at home here.
I know we could do anything. But yeah, we've had such fun.
I think we've had a lot of fun. And really, whether it was a good experience or a not good experience or it was stressful, I'm really grateful for it.
Well, because even the bad experiences became the best stories.
I agree with that.
And we still laugh about
them. I think that's very true. So
lowlights.
On that though, and I might transition pretty easily, like this has also been, I mean, I don't love the change. Like I'm not good at change. So when people come and go, I'm like, ooh.
Same. That was hard for me too.
It was hard. I remember I cried. Yeah,
you were like, because I was like, we were a three-legged stool, and that last leg just like got kicked out.
But this is what I think about that. I think these people are going to come around and be in our life somehow again. Yeah. Like, I just think there's going to be this nonstop sort of like, now that we're in that sphere, I think we're gonna see them again. But I would say that my low point, and I only have one of those really as well, is fatigue.
Yes.
Like I think being a therapist in the way that we are, we're in private practice, we work a lot, we have a lot of patients. And so I tend to get compassion fatigue at some point, like every other clinician. And I know when my burnout is and I know when I have to take a break. But this added a whole new dimension that I had no idea how much work it was.
And we tried pushed ourselves past the limit. It was a very challenging time our podcast because I was really wanting to push us to the next level. And Doug, I will say that you knew your limits.
I did.
And I respect that so much. I didn't at the time.
I know you did.
I was so fucking pissed.
I basically was like, I can't do anything Monday through Thursday. I will do the podcast.
You're like, I will respond to the 900 messages that you and the team are sending from Friday from 11 to 1 because that's my day off. And so I was ragey.
When
and
I'm
I
not got in the hot tub.
And I was, right. No, you was from the hot tub. Drunk in the hot tub. That's when you'd respond.
Drunk?
You? What? But then what happened with our personalities, right? And this was like the challenge is, when I was pushing harder and you were resisting, it was a real, like, you called me Sergeant Jackson. And I was like,
that was not a highlight.
What is he, a teenager? But how much have we grown? And we still, like, I love you more than ever.
I love you too. And I will say,
we did it.
We did do it. We moved past it, which is pretty good. And it's going to be interesting because we've never taken a break. So we're kind of taking this break now for, you know, whatever time period. I don't know. But the thing about it is, one of the things that when I talk about fatigue, like, I have not felt as, and I'm doing the live events as well, started a new podcast, it launched last week. And so I think
you're a glutton for punishment,
you know, and as I was showing you the yard, you're like, you know,
spectacular.
There's a lot.
It's a lot. You have a lot. We both have like a busy, rich, fulfilling life. Yeah. We have so many moving pieces.
Yeah.
I started this year as a supervisor. I have two amazing interns, Beth and Mary, and I'm starting with two more in September, and we are like giving birth to new exciting projects.
Yeah.
And also talking about the fatigue, I don't think we've ever known such fatigue. So when we first started, it was at the tail end of COVID. My cousin died, who was like my best friend in the world.
Right at the beginning, yep.
And I was going through incredible grief that spurred, I don't know, like insomnia that like literally was going to destroy me. I like didn't sleep for a year and a half of the 3 years that we've been working together. And it was perimenopause. It kicked my ass. I have so much compassion for all those mid 40s and late 40s and early 50s ladies out there who are walking around acting like normal humans, but like dying. And so now I'm on all the things, I'm on all the hormones, I feel like a million bucks, and you're still fatigued because you took on a whole new project to birth.
I took on a whole new project to birth, and I also, I live with one of my best friends who's also on our podcast team, Josh, And we host parties a lot.
Yeah, they do.
We had one last night, and we have one probably tomorrow. And
just, he's also a fabulous tattoo artist.
Ridiculous.
Like, the most brilliant art. Do you want to say where he tattoos?
No.
Oh.
Because I think he asked me not to, but I'm glad to help anybody who wants to contact me, get in touch with him. He's incredible.
He's incredible.
Beautiful sea serpent for me. Anyway. Yeah. And we're going to go visit him this afternoon because we're not far from where he works.
Rob came, helped my husband help me set up. We're about to go walk across the river into Hudson, Wisconsin. And
yeah, I have posted some Instagram pictures about my walks to the pier, which is exactly 3 miles from here to the end and then 3 miles back. So it's a 6 mile walk. It's my favorite across the Hudson Bridge.
I can't wait.
We're going to grab some food. We're going to grab some cocktails. There's amazing restaurants in Hudson, as probably people know. So we're going to go check those out. But getting back to the point, like, part of the reason why we're taking a little bit of a break and ending this season this way is to just kind of replenish, revisit, make sure that we're on the same page about, like, what we want to do with this and where we're at.
But the idea of alignment, that, like, if you're in alignment, if what you're doing is in alignment and it's the right time and the right place, your heart literally sings. It is effortless. And it hasn't been feeling very effortless.
And it's interesting because I'm not sure we even know why, but the last time I could not focus. And I think it was because I started my live events and the new podcast, Tell Me More, was about to launch. And now that it has, these topics are a little more provocative than ours.
Yes.
I've noticed. And it's been really striking to me. So we're not sure, but, you know, that's why we're doing this. And
I know what it was for me that took the steam out of my, or the, you know, wind out of my sails. I think I didn't realize how much being greenlit filled my soul as, like, oh my God, this is so amazing, the sense of purpose, this next step. And it being ungreenlit kind of sucked some of the wind out of my sails.
I do remember reading that email and being like, oh, you're kidding me.
Yeah, I know. And then we were like, well, I guess. But it's like, even to say it's just this doesn't seem fair because this has been amazing.
Yeah.
I feel so good about what we have created here. I feel like this was our passion, just to make these conversations accessible, and we did it.
And I do think, and I think we probably agree on this, but I think some things happen the way they're supposed to, and that says that there's something else, right?
Yes. Or it's not the exact right time, the exact right place, and we're open.
Yeah. We're open, but it's been a lot of fun. I have had some very fun times. I remember when I was drawing inappropriate pictures.
That's on my funnies.
It's on my funny too.
Okay, let's do our funnies. Like the funniest moments. Yes, you say it.
So I used to draw inappropriate things. I'm not going to say what, on pieces of paper, because we sometimes take notes, and instead I would draw things and I would put them in front of Talia. Like I was wanting to signal a change in it, and it would be a inappropriate picture.
Did it rhyme with a shminus?
Sometimes a shminus, sometimes a shmoob. And I will tell you that at one point, if I remember right, our producer said, Doug, I can see what you're drawing on the camera. I'm like, okay, I should probably stop.
Well, and it's
so I don't
so
think I
funny.
Did it again.
Like, I mean, Doug is always trying to make me break my, like, seriousness by doing, and I know that I've watched enough of the videos of when we're uproariously laughing, we can't stop laughing. What you guys aren't seeing is that every time I look at Doug, he's looking slightly up and beyond me, cross-eyed, and so I'm trying to be serious. I'm trying to talk about really serious things, and he's literally like,
but luckily, I don't think anyone can see what I'm not looking at you.
No! I also, one of the funniest, some of the things that we've uproariously laughed at, one of the funniest ones when we were talking about our body language episode and what you look like at a bar from across the room, and you made this face, and I was like, that makes me feel unsafe. It was so horrifying, like a weird, creepy sociopath.
It was a really bad smile.
Oh, my God.
I made
God.
A big fake smile. So, yes, I will say that those are funny times. I also think, of course, you just posted this on Instagram, that I thought we were like at 25 minutes on one
of the episodes. That was the best.
Episodes, I'm like, so before we conclude, and it was at 7 minutes. So I'm like, okay, maybe a sign that I'm getting off on my timing. So yes, do you have more funnies?
I think that, okay, and also
those are really funny
that
things
was our last episode.
Yeah.
And it was one of the reasons why we were like, okay,
maybe
real
this is
talk.
A sign we need to
we're tired. Replenish.
Yep.
Like Doug, the 11 minute mark was like, as we conclude, crawling through the finish line.
I remember you looked at the time and I'm like, why are you looking at the time?
I know. But it was like, I think that was the Warner Brothers hook pulling off the frog. It was like, we were dead.
Yeah.
Put a fork in us.
I felt a little bit of that. So if you have more funnies, that's great. Are you more funny? Do you have more funnies?
Do you remember when I surprised you with temporary tattoos of our faces together?
I do remember that. I have one on my fridge.
And I remember when you gave me a lei with spam in it.
I have some still because the Spam Museum in Austin, Minnesota gave me like a bunch of them to give to our team, which is, I guess, where I want to go next. To all of our listeners, to all of our viewers, to all of my clients who have like brought the stuff that we talk about. I've had so many of my clients who are in relationships like, I didn't drop the rope. So one of our favorite things, you know, just don't drop the rope, no matter how bad it gets. I have a friend who does that with me as well. He's like, don't drop the rope. So I feel like, you know, we
I love that. Yeah. We've done, I feel like our topics have been extraordinary. Do you want me to tell you what the favorite topic, like our favorite episodes were?
I do, actually. I know what one of them is.
Okay, I sent you a thing.
So, I don't remember it. But I know the matchmaker one was good.
Oh my God, let's fucking date.
Yeah.
With Melissa.
Melissa, love you.
Love.
I believe that our psychic might have been one.
Okay, let's see.
I don't remember, you tell me.
Top. Okay, number one, Kaya Jelani, Psychic Secrets Navigating the Universe. An occasional plant slaying.
She's been on our podcast a couple times.
That was like,
was that the first
far
one
and beyond? It was the second one, far and beyond.
All right.
Okay. And then next, do you know people loved our borderline personality disorder, narcissistic personality,
like
histrionic,
yep.
The personality disorders.
Sweet. We did a series on personality disorders. That was fun.
It was amazing. And yeah, let's fucking date with
was
Melissa.
Third.
Ethical non-monogamy.
Oh.
Yeah. And then Dying Teach Us How to Live.
Oh, Kelly Grosslogs.
Yes.
Kelly's going to be on my live podcast coming up here again soon.
Oh.
I can't believe how amazingly really grateful we are for all of these people. We've had the greatest kind of 3 years.
Oh my God. I forgot to tell you the funniest thing. I was talking to a mom. Nadav's going to this like extreme scooter camp, and I was talking to this mom coordinating with her on the phone about the flight, and she was like, I know your voice. Do you have a podcast? And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? We're doing our last episode. I didn't even tell her, but I was like, all of a sudden out of the woodwork, I feel like people are coming and being like, I just discovered your podcast. We're just listening to this. We're going to go viral after this episode.
Well, I was going to say, you know, everyone had told us at the beginning too, that it takes time. Like give this time to get sponsors, give this time. And then the pilot happened and kind of pushed us forward really, really fast.
Yeah.
We're still working with one of the producers about that. It's an exciting opportunity that we have. But I will tell you, and you know, I think that things will happen in time. I also think that we
too.
Have 150 some episodes. How many
yes.
do we have?
Mm-hmm.
So feel free to look at them all. I just reconnected with someone through email, and that person is starting to watch them.
So. Oh my God, I love that. Yeah. And seriously, we're still around. We're still going to be on our socials. We're
yep.
still going to be accepting any notes and thoughts through our we'renotfine.com and our socials. DM us. Seriously, we want to hear from you. If you have favorite episodes or funny thoughts or anecdotes, or if you have comments, we really, 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 really live for it.
If you're thrilled that we're taking a break.
If you're like, thank God. Thank God. So on Instagram, it's Douglas L. Jensen with an E-N, and I'm Dr. Talia Jackson, T-A-L-I-A Jackson. And we're on YouTube. We're not fine. We're cute. We're cute together. You guys should really check us out on YouTube. For real.
I do love filming in front of this picture.
Me too.
It makes me feel comfortable. And of course, we also have we'renotfine.com, is where you can submit any questions confidentially. You can give us your name. We'd love to still hear from you about anything you want us to discuss as we enter the next phase of whatever happens to us.
That's right.
And the reality is, we'd love to hear from you in any way. And all of our episodes are available on all of the podcast platforms and YouTube, as you said before, but also on that website. You can check them out too.
And we're on TikTok as well. We're Not Fine. Oh, and on Instagram also, We're Not Fine Pod, I believe. But I wanted to say, we might still do live events. We might still play around. And we have a Substack, which is basically how we make our emails to you. If you want to be on our Substack email list, that's also through the We're Not Fine website. So we'renotfine.com, because that might be the best way for you guys to stay following us in our next adventures.
Thank you all for your support. Thank you specifically to our amazing crew and team who have been tireless and effortless in getting us started and giving us all of the technical know-how to do this. We would not be showing up right now. We would not have these.
No.
We would not have anything that we have.
We are still technology dunces, and without all of the help that we have had, I mean, we wouldn't have been able to do this
100%.
At all. It's been a joy. And yeah, the highlights were the best. The lowlights made for the best stories. And the funnies, no one makes me laugh harder.
There have been some good laughs.
We love you guys.
We will see you soon. Take care.
This podcast represents the opinions of our hosts and guests. The content here should not be taken as medical advice and is for informational purposes only. This podcast also does not establish a standard of care, doctor-patient, or client relationship. No guarantee is given regarding the accuracy of any statements or opinions made on the podcast or website. And because each person is so unique, all listeners are encouraged to connect with counseling and medical professionals for assistance with their personal journey. All people, places, and scenarios mentioned in the podcast have been changed to protect the privacy of those involved.